North Scott Island Nature and Heritage Center.
And Josh is our first reader.
Cool.
Time starts now.
Yeah. Cool. So this is a North Scott Island Nature and Heritage Center. They are in Coon Valley, Wisconsin. They are requesting $5,900. And that's to develop a series of workshops on both Norwegian weaving and rose mulling. They already offer courses on hardanger embroidery and Norwegian knitting, as well as classes in Norwegian baking and lefse learning. And this is sort of the next step in expanding their course offerings. The strengths of the application, it sounds like they're listening to their constituents who have evidently been clamoring for workshops on these art forms of weaving and rose mulling. They're expanding their offerings in the folk arts, and looks like they're trying to grow and expand in that area, which is good. The weaknesses, I'm a little concerned that they still haven't identified the weaving artist or instructor yet. I was left a little unclear what their strategy for doing that is. It sounds like there's some sort of local group that they haven't approached yet because they're hoping to find somebody else or something. I was left slightly unclear what their strategy there is. I don't know. And then beyond that, I felt like their community engagement beyond adding these classes that were requested feels a little weak or just vague. It's hard to tell what they're doing there. And I sort of strangely got the sense that the organization might not be very plugged into like the wider network of Scandinavian traditional arts in Wisconsin. I don't know, maybe Marcus or somebody familiar with that scene has a better idea on that. But in general, I felt like this was a fine application, but it didn't necessarily strike me as particularly innovative or exciting. But there wasn't any like huge weaknesses with it either. I don't know. That's what I've got.
Thanks, Josh. May is the second reader on this one.
So the strengths I found was reading through the application, it was very clear to me what they were going to do, right? So that was very well articulated, what will occur, where, and how, and I think that has to do with, like Josh was saying, they already have existing structures, and so they're saying we're going to add these two, here's how we do it. So that to me was very clear, so that was definitely a strength. As someone who doesn't have a lot of background in rose mulling and weaving, I was like, okay, I can picture it, I know what you're doing. The weaknesses, I would agree with Jeff as well. I think their exact verbiage is, it's our hope that we're going to establish, you know, we're hoping it's going to take root and grow, and so that to me doesn't sound very strong, as if even they have like a clear idea of how they're going to grow. Well, what if it doesn't take root and grow? Like, what are you going to do? How do you ensure that that's going to happen? And then again, always the question about the evaluation piece, right? That I think for me, always it would be clear to see, like, how are you actually going to, what are your questions? How are you going to measure it? How do you know, especially since you said it's our hope that it grows and takes root? How are you going to capture that so you do know whether or not it's expanding and why? If it doesn't grow and take root, what are you going to do to make sure that it does?
Other comments on this one?
Yeah, I mean, Josh, in terms of the connectedness to the wider community, I agree that the not having identified a weaver or spinner is concerning, but they do seem pretty connected. I know that they work with a bunch of other folks in Wisconsin and around the area, so I'm a little less concerned about that. That said, I know that because of my job, and it wasn't as clear as it probably should have been in the application. So I think it's a fair point that you bring up, and an important one for future applications to kind of improve upon that. One of my concerns is So this. I will also say strength. I think they also did a good job of not just meeting the needs of their audience, but the artists also. I appreciated that they said, you know, that the artists are getting frustrated when people think they can learn rose mauling in a couple hours. That is not true. And so this is a really difficult art form that takes time. So I appreciated that they were listening not just to the audience members, but also the artists. That said, this seems to very much meet the needs of the Nordic Americans in the community, and I would love to see this think about how these art forms and how Nordic American art forms can be a part of a larger conversation about immigration and folk art and education, because you need a more diverse community, I think. And there is a diverse community in and around that region, and I thought that was a place where they could really have improved upon. I think I'm kind of with you, John. I feel like this was a really solid application, but there were a couple places where it could have really improved upon to make it sort of. I mean, I don't necessarily like the word, but, like, exciting, I guess. And I think that was one spot for me, is to think about how we're part of a bigger conversation when we talk about Nordic art and education.
Thanks, Michael.
I found, in my opinion, two big weaknesses in this application. One was that no letter from Miss Volk that she's committed to become a teacher for this, and also in the application it wasn't mentioned anywhere why she was so qualified as an artist and as a teacher. Another group that they approached said, oh yeah, Patsy's great, she's going to be great. But like, okay, what does that mean exactly? And what difficult skills and artistic techniques or senses does she have to make her stand out as an artist? And why? What makes her a good teacher? There's no explanation anyway in the application. And second thing is that in phase one application, I commented that they come up with specific learning curve for themselves. Mm-hmm. If this organization is saying that this is to preserve their heritage, that's their main goal, then I would have liked to see what kind of commitment as an organization that they're willing to have in order to have someone come in and teach this class. So I'm guessing if they're arguing that the nose modeling is difficult to master.
2 minutes.
For that specific reason, they should have said this is the clear lesson plan would have been appreciated.
So it's an additional details just on
to
the
show
plan
the organization's commitment
and the artistic merit. Great. Iris, any comments on this one? Okay. Any other comments?
I just want to say, so while I agree with that, I think going to a group of experts to get their sort of blessing, I guess, for the artist, I think that is a really important way of kind of acknowledging that they might not be experts in rose mauling, but you are trusting the expertise of others to say that this person. But I think you make a good point that I probably should have done a little more.
I'm sure Patsy's great.
Yeah, no, but I get what you mean.
But I didn't.
You wanted to read it there.
Yeah, I wanted to have an explanation in the proposal.
Sure.